Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine, and I would like to welcome you to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. Today we're speaking with Vermont State Senate Pro Tem Peter Shumlin about smart cards and healthcare. Before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Picture a unique identity. Imagine that identity turning into one unique credential. Envision using that credential to enter facilities and log on to networks and applications. Diebold's Credential One solution mitigates the complexity and risks of managing multiple identities. Think one credential, multiple uses. Think Diebold Credential One. To learn more, visit www.credentialone.com.
Senator, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
If we could kind of start out by giving us your ideas for healthcare in the state and how smart cards would fit into that.
Sure. I mean, what you should know first is that Vermont is ahead of the other 49 states in terms of bringing technology into the delivery of the healthcare system. Several years ago, we passed the Catamount Healthcare Plan, which, among other things, provides the infrastructure to start to ensure that every insurer is required to issue a medical card with your medical records so that we can deliver services more efficiently. Right now, as an example, 20% of all medical tests in Vermont are duplicative because the providers can't find the former records. That's a lot of money.
Right.
So that's a piece of it. What we've learned in discussions with IBM Research in Armonk and others is that the technology now exists to get rid of the absolutely insane billing system that we currently have in our healthcare system. Basically, if you were going to design a healthcare system and you came in with the plan that we currently have, where insured people can't figure out who owes what, who's paying what, and we spend anywhere between 10 cents and 15 cents on every healthcare dollar hiring people to chase money around, if you came in and laid this on a table from scratch, if you were building a system, folks would say, are you crazy? You know, this doesn't make any sense. What we want to move to in Vermont is a medical card that would have your transaction take place much like what happens in a grocery store.
Okay.
You go into the store, you get your services, you come up to the counter. Within 30 to 60 seconds, the insurer is required to tell you what they're going to pay, and then the person behind the desk decides, tells you what you owe of the balance due, and you pay it with a check, credit card, or cash. If we can get even 90% of the medical transactions taking place on that system here in Vermont in the next 2 years, we'll save 10 to 15 cents on the dollar.
Okay. So issuing the smart card, what role would the smart card play? Would that just help the billing? Would the patient's medical record?
Yeah, you have to think about it. You know, this is so foreign to us because our system is so crazy, and we all accept it and think that's the only system in the world. We're the only country in the world who bills the way we do.
Right.
And it's easier in other countries because obviously most of them have a single payer transaction, most developed countries. But some don't. Germany has many providers. They don't have our crazy system. So the point is, think about it like your ATM.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go in now, swipe your ATM in any bank in the country, and walk away with money in your pocket, they can check to see what you have in your account, whether it's legitimate, whether they owe it to you or not, whether you have it in the bank or not. Think about the medical card working that way. You go into your provider, you get $1,000 worth of work done. You come out to the desk. Your insurer can tell you 94% of the time what they're going to pay immediately. They don't have to wait 3 or 4 months to make that decision. The only time they'd have to wait is where there's a dispute, which is fair enough. But that's a very small percentage of the overall claims. So the point is, you come out to the counter, if it's a $1,000 bill, insurer gets back to you within 2 or 3 minutes and says, you know, we're going to pay $800 of this bill, you owe $200. You settle it, and you save the money. It's about that simple.
Would you guys just throughout the state for even private payers? Or would
yes.
You just, okay.
It would require everybody participating. And, you know, Vermont's a small state. Now, you should know that there are folks that are experimenting with this now in closed-loop systems.
Right.
For example, Cisco, I believe, is one of the companies at the forefront of this technology that's actually utilizing it for their customers. What no one has done yet is apply it to an entire state. Now, we're a small state. we are ahead of the curve in getting all our providers wired and having the technology to deal with much more complicated transactions than this. And we believe that with a little initiative, we can be the first state in the country to implement a medical card for immediate payment of bills.
What's the what's the stakeholders? What are they saying? What are your healthcare providers saying? What are your payers saying?
Well, we have two jobs. The first is to talk folks into a system that has never been utilized by any other state,
and that challenge.
that obviously means going out and getting the players on board. So we'll leave this legislative session with a plan in place to go out and educate our providers, get them bought into the system, as well as to work with the insurers. We don't have that many in Vermont, fortunately. We only have four or five insurance companies here. But get them aboard and excited about it so they can realize the savings and the efficiencies for them as well. So one part of the job is to go out and sell the plan. The other part is to make it work technically. And, you know, IBM Research has done some work on this. There are a number of companies that want to get into this business because obviously this is the way this country's going to head. And anyone who can get in and say they're doing it has a huge market share that they can go out and absorb. But there are some technical glitches that have to be worked out internally in terms of the technology.
And you guys are going to try to get some stimulus dollars for this as well?
Yes, we're applying for a grant for stimulus dollars, and we believe that this particular application may well make Vermont even more competitive in that process. You know, most states are going to go out and say, we need technology money because we need, you know, internet, quick internet and cell service to help expand economic development, all of which is true. Vermont's application will include that, but also very bold initiatives in terms of the healthcare delivery system, and this will be one of them.
What's the overall timeline? What are you guys thinking is going
to happen? We're about to adjourn. We're a part-time legislature. We'll be out of here on May 8th. We plan to have language in the appropriations bill in the Senate. I serve on that committee that basically sets up the infrastructure, authorizes it, and gets this system rolling.
Okay, great. So pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, time is of the essence, and we believe that if Vermont can be the first state to actually make this happen, we'll be in a. It'll be great for number one, the folks who are trying to pay the bill up here, and number two, it'll help show the other 49 states that this is a system that can work.
Okay. Well, Senator, is there anything else you want to add about the program, your ideas for how smart cards can help healthcare in the state of Vermont?
Well, there's no question that the technology is being underutilized in the healthcare system, and I'll give you an example. Last week, I went to tour one of the hospitals in my district, and it's a small rural hospital, and I asked what their challenges are, and one of the things that they told me is that they're currently being forced by the state or the feds, I don't know which, to convert all of their wooden shelves where they hold medical records to metal shelves. And I asked why that was, and they said, well, I guess there's termites, and termites are attracted to the wooden shelves. And, you know, I'm sitting in this huge room in a small rural hospital of manila folders like we used to use when I was in grade school to hold records, and that was 45 years ago. So, you know, here we have, and frankly, we all know that doctors have among the worst handwriting in the world.
True.
You put those two things together, and there's tremendous inefficiency in the current system. So there's all kinds of ways that technology can transform the healthcare industry to make it more efficient, cheaper, and frankly, have better health outcomes. We've got to implement this technology as quickly as we can. And since we're now in a curve, regardless of what healthcare plan we're under, where healthcare is rapidly becoming unaffordable to both individuals, businesses, and this country, look at General Motors and Chrysler as an example, we all know that change is on the way. Technology is going to play a major role in making the savings happen.
Okay, great. Well, Senator, I really do appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care.